What's up, friends? It's time to sit down with Dr. Lee and dive into the mindset behind healing, especially when you're coming back from a big, big injury. Dr. Lee, what's up?
Good. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, doing super good. So you're back in the saddle here. And for those who haven't followed along with your journey, you had a major, major shoulder injury this year. It took you out for a couple months.
Yeah, for like 4 months I was out of the office. Had like a rugby injury, just landed awkwardly on the turf, tore my labrum, broke my arm. I was just had to have a little bit of time away, had my sabbatical, so to speak. Just trying to get back into it now.
And now you're back, and it's interesting, right, when you're healing from a major injury, because you have a physical side of things, and we've talked a lot about that, you know, and that's obviously a big thing that we do here at the clinic, is help people on the physical side of things, healing from an injury, rehabbing from an injury, but we also have the mental side, the mental, emotional, the mindset, and that's really where we want to spend more time today is, you know, getting your mind right and kind of that process that you went through around, you know, staying positive, staying focused, and staying consistent.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just about getting that 1% better every day, you know, being more consistent with everything, just checking all your boxes, not necessarily being like super uptight and like worried about getting the work done as much as knowing that doing that little bit every day is going to help.
Oh, it's okay. So, I mean, what you're bringing up such a great point here. It's especially when we're injured and we're coming back, we often, there's that pressure to kind of get back to where we were.
Right.
You know, you see that in the gym, even with just a gym injury. Let's say you like, you know, sprain or tweak your low back, your hamstring, and you can't do a certain lift, maybe you can't squat or deadlift for a couple weeks or a month. And then there's that immense pressure you feel to kind of get back to where you were. And you're saying, hey, big part of that process is checking, you know, recognizing that and then not doing more than really what you need to do, which is just an incremental amount each day consistently to move forward.
100%. Just being humble about it, right? Like being grateful for what you can do. Like that's been one of the, I wouldn't say difficult, but one of the like the things that's been in the forefront of my brain the most is just that I can't do what I was able to do before because of the injury. And it's just about building that back and like being grateful that you're able to do the stuff, but also incrementally increasing at a slower rate than you were used to, and then eventually you're back. Like I was just able to do like a lat pull down of like over 100 pounds like last week for like the first time since I injured my shoulder, and that was a pretty big milestone for me. But obviously I have the capacity to do more and like do pull-ups and things like that, so it's more so again just being happy that you're where you are and that you're getting through it. And I could pretty much do everything I want now. It's more so holding back from like being crazy. Like I was playing rugby last weekend, playing touch, and I was just getting a little bit too competitive, and by the end of it I was just like, I probably did too much. Like just knew that I was exposing myself to certain like parameters and things that I probably shouldn't have been doing, even though it felt good and it felt like I'm capable and things like that. But again, it's all about just having that slow road and knowing that you can do that stuff, but whether or not it's wise to do that stuff.
Yeah, it's a constant back and forth between, all right, I need to push myself, I need to be consistent, but I can't push too much, right? So it's like part of it, I think, you know, it's maybe the stages of that mental healing journey is establishing consistency, where even a small, incremental, tiny little thing, which feels like, what the hell is this going to do? No, yeah. That's exactly where you should be. That's what's key. And then on the flip side, when you're kind of through that and you're feeling like, man, I'm feeling really great. Mm-hmm. It's being careful not to do, you know, take too much on then.
Right.
Because you're feeling really confident.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just that point of celebrating those little victories, those small victories, right? Like you have like this big roadmap of where you want to get to, but you have to have these short-term goals that when you hit them, you need to celebrate that, because that's going to motivate you to do more. That's going to make you grateful for being in the position you are, but also like letting you know that you can do more, and like, but also taking that rest, not just doing more just because you feel like you can, like all in the moment, right?
Yeah. How do you, when you know, you talk about kind of getting yourself in that position where you're grateful for what you can do. So you're focused on what you're capable of, and you're focused on the incremental progress you're making, not fixated on the lack or what you're not doing.
Right.
You know, is that something that you just had to continually kind of remind yourself until it became a little bit more habitual, until you got in the groove? Is there a process or a technique? Is that, you know, how did you kind of get yourself to stay in that position?
I mean, it's mostly like self-reflection for me. Like, it's reflecting on what you can do. I've been journaling a lot more since this injury occurred like 4 months ago. So it's like you get to write things down and you get to see where you're at and where you felt on a certain day and or like what you accomplished on that certain day. So it's about just having like an ability to track that, like whether that's just in your mind or like I like to write it down on paper because I think like that's like almost like manifesting the thought like into reality. And that gives me... like that. It helps me with build that mindset that like, we're just continuing to get better. We're continuing to get better. And then eventually, like, I think like within a month or two, I'm going to be either back to normal or I'm going to be surpassed where I was prior to the injury.
My gut feeling is you're going to be surpassed.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, but it's all about, again, just showing up every day, doing the right stuff and being happy with where you are.
Yeah. And that goes for, I mean, that really goes for big, you know, big injuries. And I think, you know, sometimes a big injury, a big setback, can be beneficial is not the right word, but it can force you to do what you just said, which is to show up and do that incremental focused work and to be self-reflective and to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes when we're dealing with maybe a low grade, long-term chronic issue that's somewhat irritating but doesn't necessarily prevent us from doing stuff, those are sometimes where we don't show up. We don't put that consistent incremental action in, right? Because it's not quite big enough or painful enough or challenging enough that we put that little bit of extra effort in to actually overcome that thing and knock it out.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I like to look at injuries and pain in general as an opportunity to fix something that's obviously a little bit at fault. You might not know what it is right away, right off the bat. It might not be obvious, but as soon as you can recognize that something is wrong, then you can actually start to formulate a plan to fix that. So you have to be honest with yourself and you just have to attack what's in front of you, to be honest.
Absolutely, man. And I love that you brought up journaling too, because I think there's a huge lost art of journaling. And a lot of times when people think about journaling, it kind of brings up, I think, an idea of, you know, I'm in third grade or fourth grade and I'm writing down my feelings and I'm drawing little, you know, puppy dog eyes and like butterflies and stuff, which it can be. And I'm not downing that. You know, I mean, it certainly can, people have different, you know, feeling a gratitude journal or feelings journal or whatever. But I think how you're talking about using that journaling process as a tool of self-reflection, insight, kind of tracking, you know, what your successes are, what your setbacks are, kind of visualizing and mapping out the next steps in your journey, kind of where you want to be. That's really where you start to unlock the power of journaling.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like what I was like kind of alluding to before, where you're kind of manifesting the thought, you're putting it on paper, so you're actually putting it out into the world. It's not just in your brain at that point, so it's kind of a step below actually doing the thing. So I'm a big fan of journaling, and like I wasn't really before the injury, but having a lot of time, like you got to fill the time. And like some of my stuff is extremely sappy, like third, fourth grade, like puppy dog eye kind of stuff. And it's like, you'll see like the whole, like I was looking at my journal like a couple weeks ago, just because I was on vacation. I was like, I should probably look at this. Like instead of just writing it, like you got to read it as well so that you know like where you're at and what you've grown into. And it's like, you'll see sometimes where it's like 5 or 6 pages in a row and it's just me just venting into the paper and like complaining and being like, why am I like this? Or like, why is this situation like that? And then you'll have like another one where it's like just an inspirational quote, or it's another one where it's like, I did this today and like, I just feel extremely happy about that. Or like, I'm sitting at the beach right now, I'm just getting a lot of sun. Just kind of filling yourself in with like what you're doing. And it's like, I don't have any rhyme or reason of why I write things down, or like, I don't have like a set schedule of when to write them down. But I know that when I have a drive to grab that journal, I need to write something down.
It's powerful.
Yeah, extremely powerful.
I think it's such a powerful tool of self-reflection. And, you know, these days, mental health obviously is gaining much more recognition and a lot more dialogue just in society in general, and the need to be able to, you know, explore how you're feeling, to be able to, you know, tap into your different emotional and psychological states. And what you just described is such a powerful tool to do that. Now you can do that, you know, in therapy and do that with somebody. But even if, you know, you have a guide or a practitioner that you're working with, man, the power of a self-reflection and a journal cannot be overstated. It's an incredible tool.
I think so too. It's if you don't have anybody to talk to, and or you just don't want to talk to somebody about something, you can write it down on a piece of paper. I mean, you can always like I think there's a really powerful technique of like, if you want to let go of something, I will oftentimes write it down on a piece of paper and then burn it. It's like, it's gone. As soon as that paper is like turned to ash, like that thought and that type of behavior, activity, whatever it is, whatever's bothering me, it's like, you let it go. So you got to give yourself like almost like a ritual like thing to it, right? Like that's something that I've also looked into like on my injury path is, and like my rehab is just looking at like, what do like the pros do? Like guys that are extremely good at what they do, like how do they reset? Like I was reading, just as an example, like Tiger Woods, like if he makes he misses a putt or he makes a bad shot, he'll give himself 10 steps to be mad about it. And as soon as he's done with that, on that 11th step, it's out, it's done, it's gone. He's already addressed it. He's already let himself feel whether that's negative or positive, whatever it is, and then it's next job. So, I mean, you don't necessarily want to be robotic about life like that, but when it comes to something that you need to focus on and you need to hone in and you really need to accomplish it, it can be extremely powerful.
One of the quotes that always stuck with me from Tony Robbins, you know, he's you know great self-development guru, he said, because people always said, well, you know, Tony, you always seem so positive, so driven. You know, do you not experience negative emotions? I mean, do you not experience fear or anger or anxiety or depression? And he said, listen, you know, of course I experience those things. I'm a human being. You know, I'm not like an enlightened being. I'm not a robot. He's like, the thing though that I've learned over time is that I've learned to spend less amount of time in those negative states and be able to recognize them, validate them, and then move past them. And he said that's really the secret in his mind to managing, you know, your emotional state and to being able to accept and deal with setbacks and challenges and negative emotions was, you know, feel them, validate them, you know, give them place and a space, but don't give them too much of a place in the space, you know, and that's a little bit different for everybody. But.
Right. And you can't let them rule you, right? Like it's that coping is like it's almost like a lost art nowadays. Like people can cope in so many different ways. There's so much like instant gratification you can grab, so many endorphin hits you can get into. But ultimately, like Tony's saying, like if you can regulate that stuff and like use it as a, like, and use it as something that is more enhances your life or like gets you to build into that next step. Like that's when it becomes powerful. Like we experience all these things, not out of randomness and not out of just suffering. It's like we experience them to make us better. So if we're going through something that's extremely tough, like especially like my mindset is that it's going to prepare you for the next big like uptrend realistically. Like what goes down must come up and what goes up must come down. It's just the way it is. Like it's the facts of life. And the more you can recognize that and reevaluate yourself, like the better you're going to perform. Like whether that's like just you being in a day-to-day type thing or like actually accomplishing like an athletic goal or like a business goal, right?
I think great advice here and so many great nuggets, but I loved also the point you made, and I don't want to let it slip by, is that when you're dealing with something challenging, you know, look outside of yourself as well to find other people who have dealt with it and have come out the other side and see what, if any, wisdom or insights or actions that you can take from those people as well. And so, you know, look at some of the people out there, the pros or, you know, people that you kind of look up to. And in some ways, that's exactly what we're doing here on this podcast is, you know, summarizing some experiences so that if a person's going through something like this, they can say, hey, there is another side to this. And here's some great practical things I can do to get there. So I think that's a great point too, though. Look outside yourself as well, because we're talking a lot about self-reflection, a lot about validating emotions. And at the same time, also find somebody who's dealt with this and successfully got on the other side of it and see if there's some behaviors you can model.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like you know how many torn labrums I've rehabbed like in my life? So it's like the entire network of people that I can reach out to be like, well, how are you feeling? Like, I feel like this right now. And they're like, yeah, that's kind of part of the process. Like that's part of processing everything. Making sure that we can move forward. So it's using those struggles as your strengths eventually, because it's all part of the journey. And like, ultimately it makes you better and it just builds you up.
And if you need partnership along the way and support and help, obviously that's why we're here and what we do. And that's why we're big believers that movement is the best medicine. But it's not just about movement. It's really about that mental state, that emotional state. And it's really about that holistic person that we are and helping move from one spot on that journey to a better spot along the way. So Lee, super pumped that you're back, that you're firing almost on all cylinders, and that a few months from now, you might even have an engine upgrade.
Oh yeah, I think so too. You're just trying to put that supercharger in right now at this point.
I love it, my man. Well, until the next time, thank you for being here. And as always, movement is the best medicine, but don't forget to work on that mental game and that mindset as well. Thanks, Dr. Lee. We will chat with you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you later, guys.